early on in Beatriz Serrano's cutting and satirical debut novel, Discontent, we learn that 30-something main character Marissa has already had it with corporate life. "The truth is, I don't know how to do anything, and I don't know how I got here," she says. "I suppose it was by perfecting the office game until everybody believed I was a great professional." Marissa has risen through the ranks at a successful advertising agency, but she hates her job and everyone at it. She spends most of her working hours either locked in her office, hiding from coworkers, or racing around in an attempt to look busy. What she really does, though, is pawn off any actual assignments to her personal assistant so she can watch YouTube videos in her office or escape to her favorite art museum. If this novel sounds a bit like Otessa Moshfegh's My Year of Rest and Relaxation, it's because it very much is. Both Moshfegh and Serrano explore the depths of millennial ennui, with characters who live lives of extreme privilege but battle relentless and, at times annoying, existential dread. Discontent was written in Spanish and translated for English audiences by Mara Fay Lethem. Nothing is lost in translation here because Serrano's cutting wit, like the cheesiness of those inspirational office posters, transcends the boundaries of culture. This audacious paperback original is another small novel that packs a big punch. At fewer than 200 pages, you could almost read it over your lunch break. An extended one, of course. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.